Hello and welcome to another episode of No More Tiny Voices. This episode's a bit of a special one in that we've got an exclusive. We were contacted by a member of the page that had contacted their MSP via email and got a reply that they weren't happy with. I can totally understand why, and you, so will you when you hear it. So first of all, can I just say that just like any other episode, the views and opinions expressed within this podcast are our own, unless directly quoted from another source. So let's get into it. Okay, as I said, we have an exclusive and it is going to be shared with you today. Can I also just point out at this stage that we have permission from the NHS worker who sent the email to use this. We will also be putting it on the Facebook page. I know it's one thing to kind of listen to it, but it's another thing to see it in black and white. So, it's an email from the local MSP in reply to a plea for help. This NHS worker explained the dire situation the NHS were facing and how it'll be getting worse. They also pointed out that the need more than ever is there for an NHS pay rise. This was the response. Many thanks for your email. I certainly would want to say how much I've appreciated the work of the NHS staff throughout the pandemic, and I know that many have put in extra hours and have taken risks for their own health. I also realised that inflation and the cost of living are now up around 7% or higher. It'd be great if everyone could have the pay increases they deserved. The main challenge is that we live within the money we have available. In recent years, the NHS has received a larger share of the Scottish budget than any other sector like local government. Some people would argue that this was unfair on Glasgow City Council and other councils, and we should be cutting back the NHS budget in order to get refuse collected more quickly and potholes in the roads filled in. So how we allocate money is not an easy choice. One option would be for the NHS to give better pay increases but cut down on the number of staff. And that way, they could stay within their budget. Do you think that's an option? Of course, that would probably mean longer waiting times for A&E and other departments. Or should we cut back on local government services in order to give more to the NHS? Potentially, the Scottish Government could increase taxes in order to find more money for NHS staff pay and conditions. Would you support higher income tax or council tax? Or should we introduce a new tax, example, the value of people's homes? I'm certainly open to any thoughts you have on this. Personally speaking, I think some people have done well financially during COVID and could afford to pay a bit more tax. But I accept that it is not a popular idea throughout society. Anyway, I am happy to discuss any of this further if you would like. As I said, I would love to give you and your colleagues a sizeable pay rise, but I would need to know where the money is going to come from. Thanks again for all your work. Yours sincerely, John. So, refuge collection has been compared to patients in hospitals now. Potholes are more important than patient safety within our hospitals, not to mention staffing levels. Oh, sorry, yes, that was mentioned at the point where they suggested that the NHS staff should justify where their pay rise would come from. Pay rise. We, the NHS, have had the equivalent of a pay cut over the last few years. And to suggest that we reduce the number of staff in an already depleted NHS to facilitate a pay rise is what? A lack of awareness or just a lack of concern? Then, to suggest the NHS denies money that is set aside for local government. Is that to put the NHS and Glasgow City Council against each other? Because both are equally deserving. And, as for the comment that we can all afford to pay a bit more tax, yeah, well, I'm speechless, and that doesn't happen very often, let me tell you. So, who is this MSP, you must be asking at this point? Well, let me introduce. This reply was penned by John Mason, MSP for Shettleston. Mr. Mason is an SNP MSP. So, putting this information together with the flyers that have been delivered in Glasgow outline the SNP's top 10, it makes me wonder, do they actually care about the NHS? Does the government really care? I'm going to read your top 10 for those of you who have not received the flyers that I mentioned. So the SNP's top 10, this is their manifest for Glasgow. One, £500 million compensation to women workers affected by Labour's pay discrimination and fair pay for council staff. Two, record investment in social housing. That's another £500 million. Three, secured Scottish Government support for a Clyde Metro, as in the subway. Four, invested £44 million in new nurseries. Five, established Glasgow as a world leading city in tackling climate change. Six, upgraded sports areas and pitches. Seven, extended free school meals to primary fours. Eight, opened up Glasgow Communities Fund to local organisations to end Labour's closed-door approach. Nine, successfully hosted COP26 and the Euros. And 10, improving services for homeless people, of which they've put in £183 million. Now, I'm not saying any of that is wrong. Let's just get that perfectly clear. I am glad that they've done all this. However, did anybody hear the NHS mentioned? No, me neither. Really makes for interesting reading. Especially when one of Nicola Sturgeon's own MSPs has the opinions that I've just read out to you, the opinions that Mr. Mason has voiced in the emails. Mr. Mason was emailed back by the NHS worker, and they shared their disappointment in his reply. As a result, Mr. Mason sent another email. I will read you the second email. Thanks for your email. I am sorry if anything in my previous response was upsetting or emotional blackmail. It certainly was not intended to be. I agree that MSPs are overpaid and some people, sorry, my apologies, I agree that MPs are overpaid and some people would say MSPs as well. However, there are only 59 MPs in Scotland, so the money for their pay increase would not go very far in paying thousands of NHS workers. No one is saying an employee is responsible for sourcing their own wages. However, it is sensible for every employer and every employee to have a discussion about what money is available for pay increases or for any other purpose. In the private sector too, a business which is tight for money will not be able to give any pay increase, whereas a business making sizeable profits will be able to give a more generous pay increase. In the same way, in the public sector, pay increases depend on the money available to the NHS government or whoever the employer is. I certainly hope no one is trying to manipulate NHS altruistic nature. You suggest that NHS is the worst paid sector, but I am not sure that this is the case. For example, care workers outside the NHS are now getting £10.50 per hour, although their unions are asking for £15 an hour. Is your pay under £10.50 an hour? I certainly agree that it is better to recruit permanent staff rather than use more expensive agency workers. Unfortunately, any money that will come for that will come from the NHS budget. My understanding is that there is a shortage of staff available both for the NHS and a number of other sectors. Part of this reason is that has been that Scotland's population has not been growing enough. And also immigration has been restricted, especially because of Brexit. The NHS continues to be a priority and has had its funding better protected in recent years than any other sectors. However, I do not think many sectors are getting a 7% increase to match inflation. Colleges, universities, local government and others are all complaining about this, so the NHS is certainly not being treated any worse than others. But we come back round to the same key issues. Taxes are going up 7%, therefore pay cannot go up 7%. I'm sure all of this will continue to be discussed in Parliament, as I fully accept it's unfair for anyone to get less than a pay increase in inflation. But frankly, I do not have an easy answer to this. Yours sincerely, John. Well, we're particularly interested in the part where Mr. Mason states that an employee is responsible for sourcing their own wages, and however, it is sensible for every employer and every employee to have a discussion about what money is available for pay increases. Mr. Mason, your government is our employer. I'm surprised you weren't appraised of this. Also, the NHS is a service and not a business, unless privatised. So is there something that we are not being told? In this reply, at least, once informed of the staffing crisis, Mr. Mason did indicate possible reasons for this. Scotland's population not grown enough, the issues with immigration, and obviously Brexit. Funny that two out of the three are Westminster controlled. No, Mr. Mason, there is a staffing crisis because nobody wants to do a job where they are not respected, where they are passed over and ignored year after year and lied to consistently. Finally, Mr. Mason, who wants to do a job where your monthly wage can't even take you half, three quarters of the way through the month? Perhaps with respect and a fair wage, the NHS will be able to recruit staff and retain them. But what do you know? You're just an MSP sitting in the Scottish Government. Now, we extend an invitation to both Mr Mason and the Scottish Government to respond to these emails and the issues subsequently raised. Feel free to join us on the No More Tiny Voices podcast, or even in person. So we await your response. And for our listeners out there, we fully intend to keep you all updated on any response that we receive. Well, this has been an exclusive on the podcast today. I hope you find it thought-provoking, and I hope you join us next time. Thank you for listening. This has been No More Tiny Voices. Let them hear us roar. We'll be right back.